Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I've got, well, an empty mouth, unlike Nat. And I've also got a rodent that changed the world forever.
I've got the cubes that are the only cubes the children in your life love.
And welcome to Date Fight. It's the start of a new week. It's November the 18th. You should have been here yesterday when we did our first ever forfeit.
Oh, my word.
It was
messy.
It was very messy. And you can hear it in yesterday's podcast, or you can probably watch it somewhere, but we'll figure that out and let you know later.
One of the specialist sites.
And we've changed the rules. So it's a battle of great moments in history that occurred on this day. Me and Nat Tapley.
Yes.
I'm Jake Gap. I'm doing all the talking this morning. Going head to head. I'm sorry. Hashtag dominate. I don't know what I'm doing. But the exciting thing is we've reset the score.
Yes. So every week it will be a battle for your love and for the best facts. As the top trumps of time.
Hashtag TM. Yeah.
And so every week on Sunday, we're going to be working out which was the best person.
Not a fact.
Who was the best person
forever.
This week.
Yeah.
Forever. And then we will make the bad person do a forfeit.
Yes. And yesterday's was a doozy. Anyway, without any further ado, let's have round one.
Round one!
I think it's my turn to go first.
I think it is your turn to go first.
Mine's not jolly.
Oh.
It gets jollier.
I mean,
This story does not get jollier. This just stays awful.
Okay.
I'm just saying round two is jollier.
I might start playing a lonely violin.
It's 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in Guyana.
Ah.
Do you know where we're going?
I know where we're going with this, yeah.
Because you've got the same one?
Nope.
Okay.
He's going to turn up on our death days, though.
Okay. Yeah, him and about 900 others, I'm thinking.
Lots of people.
Yeah, cult leader Jim Jones. He instructs over 900 members of his church, the People's Temple, to drink a soft drink, it said on this. It was the Kool-Aid. Mm. It was the Kool-Aid.
But it wasn't Kool-Aid, was it?
Was it not?
No, apparently
it's Brand X Kool-Aid.
I think it is a different flavour Kool-Aid-like drink, but the famous saying is, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Brewed in a tub with cyanide and sedatives. So that's... I don't know, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be the name of a cocktail. Anyway, at a mass meeting at the Jonestown camp,
cocktails.
Yeah, let's not do that. Sorry. The bodies were later discovered at a camp in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Very different to I'm a Celebrity, which is going on at the moment.
I'm not going to say anything.
Your next challenge is the Kool-Aid challenge. Now, you've got to drink to below the red line. That's right. So, yeah, he was the cult leader, Jim Jones, was being investigated by the American authorities for conditions at the camp.
Coincidentally, that he could find a place called Jonestown to go and live, though.
Yes. Yeah, weird that.
He must be looking at the map going, where shall I, Jim Jones, escape to?
Jim
Jonestown.
Jimtown. There isn't a single Jimtown.
I mean, there is Jamestown in Virginia.
Perhaps more pertinently, he was being investigated for tax fraud. I mean, that's what it all boils down to in the end, isn't it?
It seems like a rather extreme way of getting out of being investigated for tax fraud.
I mean, true.
The most extreme way you could get out, apart from blowing up the planet, destroying the entire community of people you live with seems like rather...
Well, let me just say right now, you know, if it comes to being audited, this entire street is coming with me. Okay. Sorry. That's awful.
If the police are listening,
dark.
I just like to make it clear.
Yeah. That I don't live on his street. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. That was very bleak. Go for it, Nat.
Okay, I shall.
You've won.
I can't lift the mood with that. Okay, on this day in 2011, Minecraft was released.
Oh.
Minecraft, in which
if you hadn't children won by default,
all around the world could make whole planets out of tiny little cubes and get chased by zombies, which don't look like zombies.
See, I thought it was going to be Rubik's Cubes.
No.
For a while, I thought it was going to be Unifix.
What would that say about me? You know what children love? Rubik's Cubes. My nephew needs a present. What do they like? Encyclopedias and Rubik's Cubes. When I was a child.
It's perfectly adequate. And a good thrashing. Yes. Wow. Well, that's...
Now, I think that Minecraft, however, turns children into Tories. In that...
Wow!
When my son was about 7 and was very into Minecraft...
Yeah.
At one point, we were talking about homelessness and homeless people, to which his response was, well, why don't they just go and mine some stuff?
Oh.
And find a sheep. I had to explain that the difference in Minecraft is, in Minecraft, no one owns everything before you start. Whereas in the world you live in, someone already owns everything.
Everything there is, yeah.
So imagine Minecraft where the people who wrote Minecraft own everything.
That's a good point.
Because he was of the belief that you could just essentially... become self-sufficient and get, you know, if you could just farm a farm and make some sheep and,
you know,
get some seeds from a tree and then start planting them and make trees and then make wood. You idiot. Why wouldn't you just do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not go back to the dawn of creation?
Yeah.
When we lived in a utopia. Wow.
So I told him why not. And that showed him.
And how's the treatment?
He hasn't spoken to me since.
No, that's fair. I mean, as a huge fan of Minecraft, I can't believe it's 2011.
Yeah.
Is that the final, like, beta release?
Must be.
I think I remember playing an alpha version of it, because they released it kind of just openly as an alpha version for a really long time. And
this may be the commercial, but the beta version.
Yeah. I thought it was the most exciting thing. I absolutely adored it. Are you a fan of it?
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Minecraft, except that it turns children into Tories.
What I like about it is it can be kind of anything you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, it is an absolute reflection
game.
Of who you are. Yeah. You can... And what's really weird is I've played it with Kim, my partner, and we fall into the most appallingly gender-typical roles. I go out and find resources.
Decorating the...
And go to perilous chasms and things while she literally puts the carpets down and plants flowers. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, Notch, the guy who created it, has turned weirdly outright, hasn't he?
Has he?
I think he has, the creator. If not, I'm sorry, Notch. I may be wrong, but I have a feeling he's gone...
Really?
Weirdly.
He's gone a bit Ace of Base.
I mean, who would have thought that a programmer would lack empathy and social skills? Not that I'm suggesting he does.
Of course not. Well, it's the first point of the week and I'm racking it up to you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well done. Let's have the birthdays.
Happy birthday to Louis Daguerre, the inventor of the
daguerreotype.
Yes. Because of him, we think all of the past was sepia.
Yeah. I mean, I was until the operation.
You're still seeping a bit.
Yeah. Put some stuff
but you
down.
Were sepia. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I was sepia. Still sepia. It's the worst of the seven dwarves.
Happy birthday to George Gallup, who invented opinion polling.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thanks for that, George.
Yeah, well done. That served us really well. Good. Excellent.
Happy birthday to Margaret Atwood, whose dystopian view of the future is slowly coming to pass.
Yay! I find I like Margaret Atwood as a talker more than as a writer. Is that wrong?
No, I think that's fine. You're allowed to like her for whatever reason you like.
Yeah, I like her.
Good.
But
I mean, that's... If you'd said you didn't like her, that wouldn't be allowed.
No.
Wow.
Come on, then.
Happy death day to, and I'm sure this one is absolutely correct. There's no way in which the online source from which I got it was wrong.
Of course.
But happy death day to Robin Hood.
Definitely right.
Yeah.
Correct.
He died, according to Ritson, he died on the 18th of November, 1247.
Was he pursed through the heart by an arrow?
Nobody knows.
Right.
Because he didn't exist, of course. He's made up.
Right. But I'm pretty sure he was real. He was a fox. And he had a big bear that sounded suspiciously like Baloo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, mate.
But that may be true.
I don't want to start trying to pull rank historically on you.
There was someone called Robin Hood who lived in York. There was someone called Robert Hood. And that's as close as we can get. They may have, and there were lots of people. A Robert Ob was.
Come off it.
Was the name for a.
Don't want to know. Oh, I thought it was a euphemism. Like, it's a name for.
In the magistrates' courts records of the time.
Robert Ob.
Robert Hobb. Was a general name.
Were there three men in a Tom?
Yeah. Anyway, so there may have been some Robert Hobbs called Robert Hood. But.
Okay.
Essentially, I've just wasted everyone's time because the fictional person didn't die today. Okay.
A person, was a fox. Carry on.
happy death day to Henry Wallace, who was Vice President of the United States under Franklin Delano Roosevelt until the very end of his presidency, when the right-wing part of the Democratic Party decided they didn't like Wallace because he was too peace-loving and lefty, and who should be the Vice President was Harry Truman, who was essentially a bespectacled nobody, who then became President when FDR died shortly after that.
Excellent.
Also, happy death day to, and this is according to Wikipedia, and again, don't let this death day either make you think that Wikipedia isn't a trusted source of information. Happy death day to Ted Heath, who went on to become Prime Minister a mere 2 years after his alleged death.
What?
1969, 18th of November, Ted Heath died, according to Wikipedia.
Wow.
So I'm assuming that has to be true, and all the footage I saw of him being Prime Minister twice during the 70s has to be nonsense.
And of course, happy death day to Wikipedia, who died today.
In our hearts.
Yeah.
Round two.
I'm hoping there won't be so many mass suicides in this one.
But... You're hoping wrong.
Okay. Your go.
No, it's not quite the happy. Not happy anything. I'm so into wishing people happy.
That's sweet. Average. I think that's sweet.
1988.
Okay.
What a year.
I was 15.
Not a good year for you. Was it a good look for you?
I didn't get much done. No, it was the worst look. It was the worst. I still can't go there. There's VHS tapes lying around of me in, like, head-to-toe turquoise.
Nice.
Turquoise shoes, trousers. No, that's okay. Like semi-formal. Semi-formal turquoise.
You have loafers?
Can't.
White loafers?
No. Turquoise shoes.
Turquoise shoes.
Turquoise trousers. Come on, that. And a turquoise shirt.
Was it open to the second button?
No, but it was... Oh, anyway, I can't, honestly, it's making me wince. Carry on.
1988, Ronald Reagan instituted the death penalty for drug traffickers.
Wow.
As the... Not the beginning of, but the beginning of the new phase of the war on drugs.
Gosh.
Which, given that the Iran-Contra scandal showed that the US government was involved in trafficking drugs, presumably means that Ronald Reagan should have killed himself.
Well...
Put himself to death. Think on that, Ronald Reagan's corpse.
Yeah. You told him. He got... You just got
natted.
You... That's definitely a thing
That's
now.
That's a thing that happens now.
Very good. Well, 60 years earlier, coincidence? I think not.
No.
Actually, completely. Also in America.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse appears for the first time in Steamboat Willie. That's pathetic that we're chuckling like schoolboys at that. That's pathetic.
There's so many options.
It was the first successful sound-synchronized animated cartoon film produced by Walt Disney. And, of course, later on got picked up by Gwyneth Paltrow as a method of genital cleansing. Yeah. Steamboat Willie. You can buy one on her website.
It makes whistles that tune.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's how you tell it's boiling.
Yeah. Very repetitive. So, yes, and it premiered at the Colony Theatre in New York City, which sounds a bit odd and weird.
It does sound a bit odd and weird.
But there you go. So, yeah, that was it. It was, of course, sepia.
Whereas previous cartoons had just been sepia.
Yeah. So who's gonna take that one?
I think
because
you
now that we've got the forfeits happening on Sundays.
Oh yeah,
I'm actually a bit more invested now. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, culturally, there's no doubt that Mickey Mouse is more important than.
Thank you,
Iranian.
Great one all. Thanks very much.
By the way, I should have led with the fact
That's literally the sound of the envelope I'm writing the scores on the back of this week.
Lovely.
One apiece. What a way to start the week. If you didn't hear yesterday's, I do recommend you go back and listen to it, because you can hear our forfeit. And it was, I think, just, yeah, all over one of the best podcasts we've done so far. That would be great.
Many, many hours we've been doing it.
Yes. Please tell your friends about this podcast if you enjoy it, because really...
Subscribe and get it every day.
Yeah, we have been astonished at how brilliantly this has gone down.
People seem
to be really enjoying it.
Responses.
It's been very encouraging. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But we need to go further, yes. And I think you could be the secret to that.
Infect your friends
with the virus of date night. That's okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.